Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me are the players, and their very soon to be level 3 characters.
Caleb!
My name's Caleb. I am a Warforged robot named Kaitoa Tata.
Brayden!
I am Beleg Degar, half-elf warlock.
Brandon!
Playing Ekaruk Boonslay, blood hunter, half-orc.
Tomo!
Hey! I'm Steve Tehuman, human ranger.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards, the party discover it is none other than Gurm, the gnome, that captains the small sailing vessel known as the Sea Pickle. As the four adventurers begin to piece together the circumstances of their abduction, a final war horn blasts across the open water. And while Steve catches fish and Kaitoa begins to repair himself, Beleg and Rook decide on their next port of call. Episode 11, The Robot Shuffle.
Let's go to Shintadu.
We can make it to Shintadu. Just one little stop on the way.
Let's go to Bool.
That's right, Bool. Here we go, lads. I have the feeling you're going to like the Sea Pickle.
All right.
There's a couple of cots if you just turn these benches upside down. And sure enough, are any of you sitting down on the benches?
Probably.
No.
I'm not standing.
I've been standing.
Okay, if anybody's sitting on the benches, you know, you feel these things all of a sudden start to move underneath you, and they flip upside down. In a very ingenious way, and yeah, now you have sort of caught that could theoretically the Sea Pickle seems to be outfitted for about 6, and then Gurm has his own cabin that he has now retreated into, and you see him puffing some smoke, but he's closed the door behind him.
Steve, what's your dagger count?
What's my dagger count?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got...
Have all of them?
I have many. Have no worries about daggers. I've got a lot.
Yeah, just check.
Yeah, did you guys... So, have you assumed your adventurer's garb? Like, did you just redress?
Yeah.
Okay, and Brandon, I gotta ask you an important question. What is Rook wearing? Or what do you think he's wearing? Whatever he's wearing is what he's wearing, but... I sort of need to know.
Banana hammock.
Yeah. Well, I haven't shed my gnoll armor yet.
Oh, fuck. You still got that on? I thought you shed that for chainmail.
You're right. Yeah.
Have you got your scale mail back, though? The scale mail you put on your original character sheet?
Yeah, we found all of right. stuff.
All your
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so I would have my scale.
Okay, so you've equipped your scale mail armor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you roll a D20, please?
What am I rolling for?
You're rolling to see what I'm going to send you on the private chat.
Okay. No mod or mod?
No mod in this case.
Okay. A 9.
Oh.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Can everybody make a perception or some sort of investigation check on Rook? This is the first time that you guys have actually, I mean, now that the moon is out, they've gotten a good look at his getup. Can everybody make, like, either a history, if you like that, investigation?
Investigation.
Perception.
Okay, perception.
Investigation. Perception. Oh, Steve is so busy fishing.
Okay, Steve, at least have you caught anything else?
D4? I mean, D4?
Yeah.
I can catch food and water for 10 people. I caught four fish.
So in the last 5 minutes, Steve has pulled four fish in, and maybe you won't need to stop in Bool. So what did you other guys roll on, Rook?
Bally rolled a 13.
Okay.
I got a 6 for Kaito.
Beleg, it all of a sudden like dawns on you that the scale mail armor is no ordinary armor. Like, this is sort of like a noble family's, like a half-orc, what you know to be actually a fairly powerful dynasty. This armor is in the style of like somebody who's very high up, either in the maybe in the employ of a family like that or something.
Nice armor, Rook.
Oh, thank you. It was handed down to me.
From who?
From my father. He got it from his father.
Damn, dog. You come from a good family.
Damn.
I don't know. I mean, I left them after a tragedy on one of my birthdays, and I'm never going back.
What happened? I didn't mean to laugh.
They slayed one of my favorite poon.
Well, it's very shiny. Yeah. May it grant you +1 AC.
So, yeah, there's clearly something about this half-orc's demeanor and his armor that, you know, whether he likes it or not, has betrayed a little bit of his lineage, which you, you know, you guys all hear, even though Steve is just like, he's almost like clapping like a seal, and the fish are just jumping onto the boat.
Catch more fish.
And you are a day from, about 2 days to Bool. And it's another 2.5 days from Bool to Chintadu. That is open water. You know, that is the area that Mickey said before probably couldn't do. I mean, you can totally do it. Not to say there might not be a challenge. But
how long have we been at sea for?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I'm leaving you guys right in the moment of Mickey going to his cabin. And Beleg sort of noticing the fine scale armor of a notorious half-orc kingdom.
I see we keep killing.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hit autopilot, we will show up in Bool.
Yep. I'd like to do a perception or check on that little doll that I found.
Oh, nice. Do it.
God fucking damn it! It's an 8.
Okay, so you take this doll out, and yeah, as you sort of inspect it, you realize it has like a rudimentary thing that makes its eyes, like its eyelids, open and close. But it also has a strange effect that you can't understand, where the eyes also seem to move left and right no matter what is in front of it, and you kind of wave your hand in front of it, and it follows your fingers.
So its eyes track?
Its eyes seem to track. The up and down motion seems to be something you can easily intuit is just a little mechanical weight, but you do not understand how it's tracking you.
Yeah.
Can I do an investigation check on the badge that I found with the 3 chevrons?
This military insignia, what are you going to roll on it?
I'm going to roll investigation check on it. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Oh, you dirty bastard. A 4.
That's a 1, too. Roll.
So, Rook, you rolled a
1.
It's a shiny piece of 3 chevrons is what I found out.
Yeah, well, so you all you know is that it's yours.
Nice.
All you know is that it's definitely yours.
I guess if we're doing this, Steve's going to, while he's kind of fishing, just toy and play with the shells on the necklace and try to figure out where those shells are from and what they have to do with him.
What would you like to roll?
I'm going to do another survival check. Okay. Oh, another kind of flora fauna check.
Okay.
Let's not roll a 1. That's a 14 altogether.
Well, better than us.
So your geography skills, Steve, and your lifetime in the wild, hunting for yourself, exploring for yourself, have led you into all kinds of people's homes and hearths. And you've heard tons of stories of places down in the south that you haven't been. But you're pretty sure that this type of necklace would come from the southern central islands. And it was given to you by someone from your past. Other than that, it seems to be like a sentimental thing. It seems to hold no secret. You know where it's from? You know that it's yours.
All right. Let's keep sailing.
Living construct, you picked up an interesting object that do you want to roll on?
No.
Okay, so at the moment the construct
not even paying attention to it.
Yeah. So
Rook's gonna head to one of those cots.
Essentially,
frustrated by this shiny badge.
Do your characters have any sailing experience? I will tell you, Rook, you definitely do, and I love how you go hit the sack. So Rook has hit the sack. It did appear that the sea pickle has some sort of system of levers. That leads right into Gurm's quarters. And it's unclear whether he's steering it right now in his sleep or something. So what do the rest of you do?
Studio Ghibli?
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, it just makes me think of Studio Ghibli.
Oh.
Nice,
like foot pedals and stuff like that in a giant boat.
Being a soldier, I'm proficient in and vehicles. So I think I at least can see a sea vehicle and be like, it seems safe.
I'm also
I don't know how it works, but I still know a good vehicle. So I just go back to repairing myself to get full health. Being a part of the construct that I can still do a patrol, still be awake.
I've been on boats before.
Clearly, there's the opportunity for a long rest here, and the coast has now... Steve, you're looking off to the side, right?
Yeah, well, so with being on this boat, traveling, this is kind of what he's all about. And the one thing that Steve likes to do wherever he goes, he's always been able to do this. So it's something that he likes to do. He just is putting all these bits of geography sort of almost like microfiching it into his brain. I'm just spending my time. I'm not really interested in necessarily falling asleep. I think I'm just spending my time seeing what I can see and kind of getting as much information out of this travel as possible.
Valak's long, ready for a long rest.
Okay. As that happens, the construct is going around to sort of Mickey's cabin window. And can you roll, I guess, stealth?
Yep.
Belleg's going to also take a pee break.
Yeah, so Belleg pees off the side of the boat.
Yeah. Yep.
It's perfect. It's in-game.
Decent. Sorry, what was the check?
A good piss before you lie down in the sea pickle. Stealth.
Oh, okay. Well, so where am I going?
You said you wanted to probe Mickey more.
Yeah,
I and do. So as everybody's kind of turning in, your curiosity...
I want to know more about the
Moomoo.
Yeah. He's a dagger dealer. I think he knows of the Southern Islands. He's heard of this.
So are you approaching his cabin door from the inside, like the little the kitchen / cot area? Or are you approaching from the deck and looking in one of his... Actually, his only porthole. There's three portholes.
Yeah. How about so that? I think what I'm going to do is, because it's a ship, we all have rope. So,
yep.
I'm going to tie myself to a line on the deck and also my waist, but I'm going to use athletics and try and shimmy myself around the outside of the boat here in a
Mission Impossible style.
Yeah. Deep. Oh, I'm not going to drop upside down. Good. I'm just going to shimmy along the boat, but
she's
if I
just
fall,
making sure.
I can I have a lifeline.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one more check I can save.
But you're trying to look. But you are trying to either look into Mickey's cabin. You want to. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And so I rolled a 16 plus athletics, which is plus 5. So 21.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I will give you a point of inspiration. Describe how you succeed in doing this and make your way around to the front portion of the boat where you can look into, essentially it's like this, about the size of like a small dinner plate, a little porthole with a brass cusp and a gasket around it that you could flip up, but right now it is closed and you can see through it. But how did you get there?
Okay, so what I do is, like, I imagine, like, there's waves crashing. I'm along on the deck by myself. So I take my rope, I tie it around my waist securely into, like, a harness. And then I make my way to the side of the boat. I tie it on, like, the nearest wood structure. And I just creep along, like, the gunwale level side of this boat along to the captain's quarters. And using my strength, I just have like a death grip on like any piece of wood or metal. Like either this boat comes apart or I fall off. And I make my way like Spider-Man style along the wall until I can get to this window. Like I'm not that graceful to do like a Mission Impossible drop down upside down, but I just do this like robot shuffle along the side. And I do like a quick look. I don't have dark vision, but
So this little porthole is sort of at your waist height. I imagine you kind of pressed against the structure, but sort of crouching down. At the moment, you appear to not be noticed, and you look in the window, and you see Mickey, and he is. He's writing something.
Use your go-go robot eyes.
What is my ring doing right now? My moodstone.
Oh, your gemstone.
Yeah.
So you're gonna take a look at it? Where do you have it? Yep. Like in your one of your RoboCop?
I imagine like I'm a robot. Yeah. Okay. I can see it. Yeah.
Okay, so you sort of glance down and this thing is green. A pale green. It's not glowing so much as to cast light.
Yep.
Very faint glow. Green.
Can I peer in and see what he's writing? Like, is it that close?
Roll something. You can totally peer in, and I'll have you do a stealth check if you're really going to peer in and do, like, I don't know, perception or investigation. What would that be? I don't know. Perception.
Well, do you want me to do a stealth?
Yeah, do a stealth first, and then do an investigation.
9 for stealth.
E.
E. It didn't go well. 4. I can't see what he's writing.
Mickey, ever so imperceptibly...
Oh, he sees him.
Stops writing. And you duck away... But you did see that he was writing a list of about 5 items, you know, a list of 5 bullet points, and it gets to 4, and the 5th item is smudged or crossed out. And so it wasn't for nothing, but you could not read what he was writing. But he was working on a list.
Did I see what the other items were?
You did not.
No.
And you duck away now, and you feel like you... I mean, he didn't turn around, but yeah, you get the feeling that you may have been perceived.
Spot it, yeah.
Yeah, you're ballsy, Kaitoa. You're ballsy.
Yeah, I, like, duck back over.
Okay.
And I imagine there's, like, a roof above me, like a deck above me. He's in the captain's quarter.
It's a smaller boat than that.
Oh, okay.
It's a smaller boat than that.
Okay. How big is this boat?
So this is a 16-foot, very slim boat. It's small.
So the quarters are underneath sea level, or like half and half?
No, it's tiny.
Okay, so yeah, sleeping quarters are like deck below, like in the water.
Exactly.
So I peer back up and I just go back to patrolling. Like I'm just repairing myself, wandering around looking for something.
I love how you got this like this random inspiration for a covert. Like you're knitting and then you're like, I want to go check out the captain's quarters.
Oh, just wait until I drop that inspiration. Just wait. It's totally worth it.
Oh, fuck. Steve's wearing boat shoes.
So this is tiny, guys. This is a tiny little boat.
It's a pleasure craft.
So Kaitoa, when he was climbing, like when Kaitoa, like he literally climbed around that side onto the very front.
Awesome.
Which is why like the whole boat has been that shaking. Small.
Yeah.
No, as you were describing it, I'm like, I think he thinks it's bigger than I think it is.
Oh, totally. But I don't know.
No, the sea pickle is narrow. Like,
so my strength check nailed it, but then I got a little too greedy and peered in a little too hard and had to bail.
Tisk, tisk.
Okay, so I found out a bit, and I'm back on deck just nin.
Okay, so and who knows, Kaitoa, what repercussions will come of that?
Whatever.
Is Steve just casually watching this while he's on this like just like robot doing?
It's stormy. I got away with it.
Yeah. And the whole boat swayed as you swam.
Yeah, I envision Steve is sitting like on the boat with this like, what the fuck is this robot doing?
I mean, <"Mu-mu-mu-mu.">
So you guys all pass the night on the sea pickle, and that's going to be a long rest, so everybody can regain full hit points, your new max. Because after this, you will all be level 3 characters.
Rad.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Chill.
D-N-D B-L-A-G-G-A-R-D-S D-N-D Blaggards. Enter. Whoa! 1,000 Twitter followers? Friends and adventurers, it's time for Dungeons and Blaggards' first ever dice giveaway. We have hit 1,000 Twitter followers. This is amazing. Thank you for listening. Every episode, we see people listening to more and more as we accumulate new listeners into the Blaggards audience. Go to our Twitter page, DND Blaggards. Follow us. Retweet the pinned tweet, and you will be entered to win a set of gorgeous ice cream dice. Your favorite is a gorgeous looking set of dice. I encourage you, check it out now. January 31st, 2019 is when entries close. Winner announced February 1st. And now, as the second morning at sea arrives, it has been 2 days and 2 nights on the sea pickle. You have not changed direction or changed course. It has been relatively smooth sailing, although cold out here on the water, still in the late winter. But the sun is rising over your shoulders, and there is an island fast approaching, and you are heading directly towards it. Mickey seems to have sort of moved from his... It almost seems like his chair has retracted back and has now come back forward into the galley. He seems to be back puffing away. And he's got some delicious smelling fish jerky.
Yeah, Belly wants some of that shit.
Hey, fish is the best jerky a man can taste.
Can I share
that shit?
You've woken up to, you know, a modest but really nice layout. You got some fish jerky. There's a canteens of water. You're not sure exactly where that's come from, but there's fresh water for you guys. And there's clearly some other dried meats.
Where'd all this provisions come from?
I see pickles stocked for, as I said, 1 or 2 days for 4 people, or more like 16 for me if I had traveled alone. But I got you wankers with me now. It's all right here. Yeah, we're going to be at Boo in just a moment, and just maybe.
Hey, Mickey.
Yes?
Do you have any ale?
Ale? Nothing here in the galley.
I see Steve caught some fish. Good job, Steve.
Let's all pat Steve on the back.
Way to get her done, Steve.
Yeah, and Steve obviously has stocked Mickey's little fish. He's sort of got a cooler underneath one of his boards on the bench seating there. And yeah, now, Steve, you have now stocked the sea pickle with some
Mickey, some fillets. Or Robin, what did Mickey offer us?
I'm going to get on some fish jerky and a little water.
No poison checks. Here we go.
Yeah, please. I want to do a poison check.
Yeah. Poison check?
No, I think Rook totally is eating. I mean, dude, you're
oh,
eating.
Yeah. I'm going for it.
I was like, someone's caught fish, and we're eating this fucking ship captain's random fish that he's pushing on us. Why are we eating this? I don't even eat, and I'm like, why am I eating this?
I'm ready to bump some red frog, whatever,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
Okay, poison check, man.
Okay, so Kaiatoa, do you have any, what are you rolling? Plus, or is that just straight 20?
Wait, for what?
Kaitoa's suspicious. This is the same robot that snuck around to the front of an 18-foot...
A survival check, then?
I guess.
Yeah.
Trap? I would roll...
It's constitution, usually, for a poison.
Yeah.
No, he wants to, like, perceive it before he eats it. Or
no, I want constitution.
If you're trying to check out the jerky poison, then it's, like... It's perception or insight or something.
Yeah, constitution would be figuring out
if you did take a poison and you were being poisoned.
I'll take perception.
Constitution.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
And Brandon, at the same time, can you roll a constitution check?
I have a 13.
Cheeky DM.
For my constitution, 13.
Okay. And Kaito?
Perception of 13.
Rook, this jerky is delicious.
Huzzah!
And Kaitoa, you sense nothing about this, it looks well dried.
Whatever, that's something we gotta think about.
You really hate this Mickey guy.
Whatever!
I'm trusted and I dove right in there and started scarfing down.
Okay. Like, jerky! I love jerky! I'm just saying, in the future, think about that. Because, like, someone's going to get poisoned.
This is like the most paranoid robot ever.
Yeah.
He's starting to sound like the most parental robot.
Don't eat jerky from strange hikies.
When you've been poisoned, and I warned you.
I'm just picturing the robot going, like, don't you put it in your mouth.
Exactly.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
No, it might look good.
I'm a robot. I can put my arm back on. You can't.
Meanwhile, the half-orc's ripping down half the table.
Yeah, exactly. I am Actar, the safety robot.
I am Astar, a robot.
Yeah. I can put my arm back on.
You guys see the island that Beleg and Mickey have referred to a couple times as Bool. Now, the surf is breaking, and you're probably only about a quarter a mile from what looks like, and if you look at that map, this kind of whistle-shaped island, it looks like a small bay. But otherwise, you see just about 30 feet of sand and beach, then about 60 feet of flat, dry sand, and then a thick jungle wall, sort of a temperate deciduous jungle that then marches up rather rapidly to a mountainous central region. And on this northeastern approach to the island, there is a non-rocky approach, and there's a small bay. This is where you are heading right now. And as you all look around, you observe Mickey is at the controls, and he is actually wearing his Gurm disguise now.
Gurm!
Hey, boys, just so you know, when we hit the ground here, better refer to me as Gurm the Gnome.
It is all an act, my friends, and it must remain so. Mickey is just between you and me, all right?
For whose benefit?
It's for like... all of our benefits, my friend. But yep. It all depends when we land, because it looks to me like we might not be the only people there.
And everybody roll a perception, because you can now see the bay.
God, fuck, that's an 8. I haven't rolled anything higher than a 15 tonight. Ugh. It's because I didn't get the new dice.
Oh, natty 20.
Yeah.
Natural 20 plus 4. 24.
Nice. You said perception?
Yeah, perception.
15. Okay, yeah. So... 13. 13, 16, 24. So Steve on the lookout, you're the first to notice a couple of boats that seem to be pulled up on the shore that look like they have... One sort of pontoon that sticks off to the side. It's a strange sort of ship. No sails. And you rolled a 24, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
How far are we? Steve, you get the impression, even from this distance, that there's nobody manning the boats at this time.
Okay.
So let's go loot them.
How many are there? Like, how many boats?
There are two of these boats that, look to be... They must be oar-powered, because they don't look to have sails.
How far away is the boat?
I mean, right now, you guys... I mean, you're still coming in. You're a quarter mile, so now you're like an eighth of a mile. I mean, you're coming up into shallow water.
And they're anchored?
They are pulled up. The boats are, at the moment, they're pulled up. Like 15 feet from the sandy shore in this little bay.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Friends of yours, Gurm?
Don't recognize those boats. This is strange. Abul is a little hop-off, stop-off point. You wouldn't want to meet the locals. They might do a little trade with you, which is what I was hoping. But it looks like there's already some foreign tourists.
So these boats don't have any on them. Is there any along the coast or along the tree line, any sign of anything left there?
You can see that in the sand are the clear markings of, you know, the groups of people that would man such boats. Mm-hmm. Leading into the jungle that, this part does seem to kind of lead inwards to somewhere in the center part of the island, whereas the rest of the coast has seemed, you know, a lot more rocky and overgrown. If there is anywhere to land, this is it on this side of the island.
Okay. I would suggest we find a better place to land if we want to surprise these guys.
Do we see any humanoids, though?
I don't see any of the groups yet, do I?
No.
But there's still a boat. There's someone there. There's contact.
Yeah, they're boats.
Yeah,
I agree. Let's land. Let's get off the ship.
Maybe some of you know about the origin of those boats.
Yeah, I'll roll the... Fuck, I don't want to roll history, because my history's dick.
Rook.
Roll survival again to see if...
Rook, man. You're the seaman.
Yeah.
I rolled 17 survival.
Okay.
15 for me.
All right.
I'm going to roll an investigation with all my sailing knowledge. I should have an idea as to what those are. So... Oh, you dirty...
Hey. Hey. Yeah, it's a shitty rolls.
Yeah. You've not seen these boats before, Rook.
I'm going to do my perception. 18.
So Kaitoa and then Beleg and Steve and Rook, I mean, you guys are fast approaching these things. These boats, Kaitoa, you know, yeah, don't belong here. These are from virtually the other side of what you guys know to be the known map.
Yeah. This ship shouldn't be here.
Come along, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Beleg and Steve, similarly, yeah, Steve, you've heard stories of this type of ship. I mean, it's obviously not, it's not a marvel to you. And Beleg, you actually feel like you know what type of crew powers this ship. It's a small-bodied humanoid.
Like halfling people?
That size, totally.
Oh, I wonder if they know something about tail chains.
Little teeny tiny boats.
It's a small ore-powered boat, yeah. You know what it looks like, guys? It looks like an armored skull, like an armored rowing skull.
Yeah.
And as you look closely at it, you guys are hitting the beach. Gurm says,
"Okay, boys, disembark."
Yep, he has obviously flipped something from actually inside the boat, and you see two chains plop down from each side. And the sea pickle comes to a fast but a gentle stop just feet away from where it would have hit the sand. And you guys, you know, if you jumped off, you'd be waist deep in water.
Mm-hmm. Can I roll a stealth check?
Sure. Where are you going?
Pardon?
Where are you stealthing?
I just want to, like, try and remain as stealthy as possible once we land on the beach.
Fair enough, but then what I'd say is you're rolling stealth against the perceived eyes in the bay because, I mean, you guys just rolled up bay in a boat. I mean, there's no hiding. Can we not be so obvious?
Well, yeah, my idea is that I will... The boat may be seen, but I may not be.
Okay.
Is my idea. Yep.
Go for it.
And I rolled a 12. Fuck.
I jump down really noisily, not caring, and I just make a big splash on the beach because I'm taller than ever.
Steve's kind of waiting to see what Gurm does.
After you, my boy. I jump
down and go up to the beach.
Are you coming with Gurm?
Of course, somebody needs to stay with the pickle. Tell you what, these boats here are giving me the heebie-jeebies. I'll stay here with the sea pickle is still here when we come back.
Never split the party.
Insight check. Is Gurm fucking with us?
Never.
Who's got the best insight?
Does he have plans? Well, you guys have already...
Never split the party.
Steve is the only one that can do it right now. Or I guess Rook can as well.
Yeah, Steve and Rook, you're giving Mickey one last look.
Because we're all jumping off this boat, and he can just as easily pull that anchor up and fuck right off and leave us on this island.
But my sailing's pretty good. My insight's terrible. So if Steve, if you've got a better insight,
I'm not jumping off the boat until I get an idea that this boat's going to be here when we get back. I've had enough of gnomes.
Steve, do the insight, and I'm still on the boat too.
15.
I jumped into the water and I'm like dragging the boat up on beach, like helping it.
Pulling the boat in?
Yeah, nice. Oh, good. In. Okay, so you're actually... Yeah, okay, yeah. So you manage when you jump off Kaitoa to actually pull the boat up a little more than Gurm had anchored it?
Yeah.
Nice.
So like it's slightly more shallow.
I'm beaching it.
Beach the shit out of it. Was.
I'm like hoofing each wave. Till it's up on sand.
And then once Gurm sees you guys all getting ready to depart, he jumps down with you into the water.
Okay.
I hold on to the boat.
I'm gonna help Kaitoa beach this boat with my sailing skills. Yeah.
So Gurm's
boys, don't damage the sea pickle's beautiful underwater curves. There's a reason I anchored her just where she is. Please don't scratch her. If you break it, you buy it.
Mickey.
I'm okay with that.
His name is Gurm now, Kaitoa.
No, yeah, it's
please me. Play along with that.
No. Yeah, we'll see how that.
I'm okay with damaging it and buying it.
Okay, so you guys each roll a strength check.
Mickey wants us to be stuck on
and
this
add arm. Your like or you know roll add rolls 20, add your strength. I mean your ability and
playing
your
ball with Mickey right now. I'm down. I'm curious to see where he knows more than us. There's no reason
we can get this boat off his beach. That's all.
23.
Okay. And in that moment, and sorry, what did you get, Kaitoa?
20. Not in that. Yeah, not in that. 15 and 5.
So combined. Yeah, so you guys yank this thing up. And, you know, the sea pickle now lists a little bit to the side. And it is beached.
See? All right.
And Gurm looks not too happy. But he's more concerned with getting out of the water, and he's up on the beach.
All right, Gurm, all in you, bud.
Oh well, I'm not going to presume to upstage our tracker of the party, Steve. Where have these crews gone?
I can roll a stealth to stealth survival. See where these guys on the boat have gone. I roll a 23.
Nice. Do we know who, like, what inhabitants were on the boat? Like, what kind of, were they humans, or?
So with everybody's checks together, you determined it was kind of a foreign style of boat, piloted or manned by a crew of a smaller race of hominids.
Hominids.
Now that I'm checking their tracks, I assume this is what's happening.
Yes.
Am I gleaning any more information?
Oh, yes, tracker. You see tracks in the sand as you guys approach the boats. I mean, Steve, you don't even really need to get down on, you know, on a knee on this thing. You can see from a couple of feet away clear tracks from crews of about 12. It seems like each boat has enough positions for 12. Now you're looking at 12 sets of tracks going into the jungle.
Let's see what I can do. Okay, I'm going to... I guess in this case I'm looking at information as to what these guys actually are.
Indications of, like, race or footwear. Are they armored? I mean, now you are looking at the tracks of the crews.
They are humanoid, though?
They are. They are okay. Humanoid.
No problem. If that's the case, then I get advantage on that.
Okay.
So that is 18.
These are kobold tracks.
Okay. Now that I know that they're kobolds, I'm going to concentrate on kobolds. That third level.
Nice.
Third level goodness.
Okay, so you're taking... Do you need a minute? Are you going to sort of go into your hunter sort of thinking mode?
Yep. Yeah, okay. I'm concentrating.
Okay, so you guys see Steve, you know, the moment that he's... I mean, it did take him long. He's already, I guess, going down some, you know, mind's eye of chasing his prey. You all as well, you don't need to be trackers to see that both of these boats had maybe full complements of crew to fill their little seats. And as you look at them more and look at the tracks going up to the jungle, what do you do?
You've seen what he's doing?
Yeah, the hunter of the group is sort of quiet. Yeah.
I'd probably get up with Steve.
Okay, so you're also right up there looking at the boats. And Robot and Rook, you notice that Gurm is filling his pipe and having a puff. But he is... what's your passive perception, guys? I have it here. 14.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so Gurm is intently scanning the jungle wall.
I'm going to do survival check because I'm pretty good at tracking as well. I want to find out about these tracks with Steve here and see if I can glean any information on it.
What are you rolling?
I'm going to roll a survival too, okay. Just for tracking. So with that, I got a 16.
You see these tracks, you kind of look down and look up into the forest, and you can now clearly see that these are a type of lizard, three-toed creature.
The kobold.
And, yeah, the kobold running off in two groups. You follow them into the forest, and you'd have to track them further to really know more.
So, Rob, Bellic knew a little bit about this island with Mickey or Gurm. Can I roll a perception check to perhaps remember more about this island? That
let's do this. Can you roll a constitution check?
Yep. And that's 15.
Okay, the red frog that you know now understand was probably administered to you in the most volatile of forms has worn off.
The heroin style.
Bool is actually a little secret in the Gulf of Galagi, a little hopping off pad, a little lily pad to all sorts of nefarious trade in people and coin and goods. It's not the first time you've been here. You distinctly remember about a year ago when you first came to Match under the guise of being a mercenary, that this was your place to go if you ever had to escape into the less favorable parts of the world.
All right. Would seeing the tracks that Rook just found diverging in two different directions, would I be able to surmise where each path would go?
At the moment, no.
Steve breaks out of his like working trance or whatever it is that he does. His weird little concentration.
You're done fishing.
Yeah.
You're done fishing.
So as soon as he breaks out, I let you guys in on the information. So there's somewhere close to 20 kobolds. They're making their way in island. I sense they're coming close to mountains, if that makes any difference.
Oh, the boy sees much.
You said they're, kobolds? Yeah,
kobolds moving inland.
What's a kobold?
I sense mountains. They're moving. Cool. They've left the jungle, and they're
teeny little lizard people.
Yeah, so Bellic says they're teeny little lizard people, and he's right.
I'm assuming Bellic would know the mountains that Steve is referring to.
Yeah, you know that the island is a sort of a simple top-down sort of construct where there's only one mountainous region in the very center.
I don't appreciate that.
And otherwise, Bellic. You know, let me shoot Bellic something on the backside here. Yeah,
just
I've never this mountainous construct.
That's a construct. Like I'm an object. I'm not an object.
Just a big You're piece of metal.
I'm just as much feelings as you do.
I'm more than just a hot piece of tungsten.
You say construct like I'm an object.
He's standing right there.
I know which of these two kobold paths would lead to the mountain as well, right?
So I guess you can put it all together. Bellic, you should really ask Steve that question. Steve has just had an innate capability where, in fact, he has the same information that I do.
What's your question?
Steve, I'm pretty familiar with this little island. I'm not exactly familiar with where we are exactly right now, But I think it may be beneficial to us to head to the mountain. I know of a good cave there.
Okay. Well, I with my tracking, would I be able to track the...
Now, what do you mean by you just know of a good cave there?
As far as the tracking is concerned...
I've been to this island before, don't worry.
Don't worry. I've been in this cave before.
When I came to Baharu,
who sleeps in caves?
I may or may not have dabbled with some interesting folk, and
we don't know you that well. And you're telling like, just come chill in this cave.
I'm just saying, you can trust me or not. I don't care.
All right,
Steve.
I can tell where the group is kind of. I can lead the party to them.
Mm-hmm. 24 or so. Small lizard creatures, you heard the clanging of light weapons, and they're moving guerrilla style through the jungle.
Wonderful.
All right. You guys don't recognize each other. You know, now that your memory has come back, as people that you've met in match before, other than a sort of a last night that you remember. And these faces do seem familiar, but as familiar as a person, a stranger in a bar. It is the case, Beleg, that sounds super fucking sketchy. Why do you know a cave on this island? So, Kaitoa, like, are you following through on that? Or are you guys just saying, yeah, let's go?
Yeah, I'm a bit skeptical.
Rook's always down to just fucking let it ride.
Down to party. Okay, so with Steve's information and with Beleg's, you know, somewhat knowledge, you guys have an island. Gurm says,
"All right, boys. As I said, the sea pickle needs a daddy to look after her. So do be good. Find those locals. Do a little tradesy trade, and come back. We need provisions to get to Chintadu. 3 days. Some fruit would be great. Rickets, not pleasant." He
takes off back to the sea pickle.
So he's giving us 3 days.
You see him like jump back onto the sea pickle. And he said you guys need to probably pick up like a couple days of fresh provisions.
3 days. Yeah, he's sending us off, but he's staying there to keep watch of the boat.
Correct. So I mean, hell, you guys could just
watch. Not really okay with.
You guys could just watch Steve, you know, harvest mushrooms for the next 6 hours straight, and then leave this place. Or
no.
I want to actually. This wasn't where I. Eat to go, and I have no reason to eat or like breathe. So I actually am just gonna like fuck around the beach unless someone needs me to go.
Why would these kobolds go to this cave? Like what's drawing the kobolds to the cave?
Steve, I mean, I think you're directing that question to Beleg, right?
Beleg, he seems to know something about this island. What's in the cave? Why would they be going there?
Why? Some serious smuggling that goes on in that cave. I think that we're here right now. We might as well travel to that cave and probably come into some pretty sweet loot. How's that sound to you, Steve?
I'm going to make an insight check to see if Pelic is lying to me or not.
Love it.
That is a 13.
And then you would be rolling against... I feel like roll a deception and we'll do a contest of essentially a contest of abilities. So you got a 13, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, so counter with deception, Beleg.
This is like my deception DC, for instance, would be 17 because of... My charisma is 17.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you're using your passive stats?
Yeah, you've got to do like a charisma or you've got to roll on it in the same way that I have to roll against it.
Yeah, I'd say in the moment, because this is not a passive situation, I'd say actively roll for it, Beleg.
Roll?
Yep.
It's a 15.
Okay. Steve, pretty much whatever Beleg says, I mean, you'll be mostly convinced of it.
Yeah. Hey, I don't trust any. I watch how fast you fall on.
I look at Steve and just that,
you
smile
know,
and
you like, seem to hey, know the, this yep. no more than anyone else, and he's just peaced out, and then you're telling us to go the other way. So that's why Steve is feeling just a little bit weird about the situation.
Okay. Steve, sit down for a second. Listen no. up. No.
I believe you. I'm not going to sit down, though, if you tell me to.
I think that we're here. I've been to this island before. I know that we can go to this cave and leave this cave better off than we did before. Or did before we got there.
I look at Steve and say, get ready. Get ready. I'm going to soak. You get that first hit. And let's do that same thing we did with the gnolls. It's going to happen again real soon.
Oh, yeah. At least 20 times.
I've seen the way you can take damage. Steve, I've seen the way you can impale skulls. And I'm sure as shit well aware of the fact that you guys are beneficial to me. I'm not trying to get rid of you. I'm trying to use all of our skills to get us further.
Well, then, yes, lead the way.
Yeah.
That, friends and adventurers, is where we will have to leave you until the next time on Dungeons and Blackguards.
Listener, I see you have stuck around until the post credits. Well done. Now you have earned 5 extra entries into our dice giveaway. All you have to do to claim your 5 extra entries is to reply to our pinned contest tweet with the word Sarn. That's my name. S-A-R-N. Do this, and your ancestors will smile upon you. S-A-R-N. Sarn. Contest entries end January 31st. Winner drawn February 1st, 2019.